This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping us and America rolling along, and also the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there. We appreciate you and the job you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, Parler, and we're on Getter, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, Ron Edwards is still off. He has his sick time that he's accumulating, using, because he's recuperating at home. And I'm going to say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I was just watching the news during the break, and it looks like as if we've had another strike somewhere near Kiev. They were showing smoke coming up and saying that another strike had happened. As a result, they're also saying that one of the attacks killed 40 people, 40 Ukrainian people. They're not giving any explanation that I've seen so far. But if they do, we'll let you know. But make no mistake about it. The real deal is going on right now over there in the Ukraine. Russia and Vladimir Putin have held true on what he said he was going to do. Now, some people are surprised. Most of us aren't. And then right away, Biden turned around and announced sanctions against Russia, calling the Ukrainian invasion, which is what it's now become, a flagrant violation of international law, which is probably true. But keep in mind, even though Vladimir Putin and his band of merrymen have scooted in and they're lobbing a few missiles here, there, and everywhere, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Okay, we're going to go to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Laredo, truck driver out of Georgia.
Hello, my friend.
Yeah, we got a saying around South Georgia down here, the best way to kill a rattlesnake is cut his head off.
Right.
And they'll go ahead and take care of that sucker over yonder. They'll go ahead and eliminate him. They can put a stop to this before it ever gets started.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah, it's And I just wanted to say that we are praying for the truck drivers coming across America as we pray for them every day.
Yes, sir.
I was on the road several years myself, the owner, operator, and everything. We are definitely praying for these guys, and I do pray that they will be careful and watch for any infiltration from this Antifa and the rest of them like they was there January 6th.
Right, and there's three different groups converging on D.C.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, sir.
All right.
And they're going to, it's that much more of a chance for that Antifa bunch to get in there and try to mess things up.
You bet.
But, God bless you, sir, and thank you for everything you're doing. God bless the USA.
Thank you very much, Laredo. Okay. That's our trucker friend up there, Valdosta, Georgia, up in that area. He works, and he listens to us, I believe, up there on Scott James' station. So there you go. Now, everything else that you're hearing and seeing when it comes to Ukraine is you got to take it with a grain of salt right now. Because, first of all, while I want to believe that they shot down five Russian jets, I find it hard to believe that they did that. While I want to believe they shot down a Russian helicopter, which to me would be more likely than five Russian jets, we'll see what happens. Because right now, there hasn't been any confirmation to any of that. So hopefully they could do that, if indeed that's what they've done, and then we can say kudos and thanks to them for doing that. And again, remember, their batteries, their missile batteries that they have, they don't have the Patriot missiles. They have the Stingers that they fire at tanks. Now, can you hit a plane with it? Maybe. Can you hit a helicopter with it? Maybe. But the chances of doing that are slim to none. No matter how good you might be, slim to none because of the speed that the jets would travel at. Helicopter's a little different story. Okay, back to what we're talking about here. And we're going to be coming up on a break, so I'll have to let this pass through. But more than 4 out of 5 Americans believe the minimum wage currently at $7.25 an hour nationally should be raised to at least $9.50. But fewer than half believe a minimum wage increase would even help the economy. How about that? Somebody read the back of the popcorn box. All right. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Moss Nissan. Now Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay too, as well as up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and yes, you heard me right. Now Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service, because their goal is to be the best Nissan dealership in the country. And that's their goal. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you also can't beat the selection at Moss with several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of, right there. Clean trade-ins, got them. And boy, they're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now. By the way, your vehicle is worth 35 to 37% more than what it was a year ago, thanks to inflation. So, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, too, all get a great deal offered to them. Now, they have locations in Crystal River. Their flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. And the Nissan and Acura dealership side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, there's another new Moss Nissan dealership being built right now in Brooksville on State Route 50, probably a couple months away from being open. We'll let you know when it happens because I'll be there for the grand opening. Now, you can check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, don't forget, Newport Richey is about 40 minutes north of Tampa, downtown, and about 45 minutes north of St. Pete, downtown. Check them on out. You can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase. So, there you go. Check them out. See what they can do for you. Now, NATO envoys are meeting in an emergency session right now after the Russian attack on the Ukraine, as the 30-nation military organization prepares to bolster its defenses in allies neighboring both countries. Now, preparations are underway right now for a NATO summit, too. According to the NATO Secretary General, John Stoltenberg, he said this is a grave breach of international law and a serious threat to the Euro-Atlantic security. The Allies are meeting to address the consequences of Russia's aggressive actions. Now, while some of the member countries are supplying arms, ammunition, and other equipment to the Ukraine, NATO as an organization is not, and it will not, launch any military action in support of the Ukraine, which is a close partner, but has no prospect of joining NATO. Finally, we stand with the people of Ukraine, and this at this terrible time, NATO will do all it can to protect and defend all of their allies, so said Stoltenberg. Now, the countries closest to the conflict, by the way, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland, have triggered rare consolations under Article 4 of the NATO founding treaty, which can be launched when the territorial integrity, potential independence, or security of any NATO parties is threatened. So Russia could have a real quagmire in their hand, although it doesn't look like NATO is going to do anything, because again, the Ukraine is not a member of NATO. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. So, back to the drawing board. Now, the United States is currently talking behind the scene with France, with England, with Germany, and I don't know why we're talking to Germany. They're not going to do anything. That's a waste of time. Just a waste of time. But France and the United Kingdom, that's a different story. So we'll see what happens. But they're talking behind the scenes, seeing if they can come up with a plan and then make an announcement all at the same time. Speaking of announcements, Jen Psaki, the gift that keeps on giving. You probably didn't hear this, but Jen Psaki said, and I quote, "Sanctions against Russia won't hurt energy bills, only a select group." Wow. Is she nuts? Sanctions against Russia won't hurt your energy bill? Well, let me tell you something. If the price of fuel goes up, which it is, and the electric company has to pay more for their fuel to produce power, which they will, you don't think they're not going to raise their prices? Wow. Because they are. Give them any excuse, and up goes the price. Any excuse. But What do I know? But that's what they'll be doing, so we'll see. And here's one for you. Stacey Abrams was on CNBC, and she was grilled by the reporter as to whether or not the Georgia gubernatorial race was still rigged following the 2018 defeat. Well, of course, she said it was. Of course. Even though, as you all know, it's been audited two or three different times now, and the result comes out the same. She lost. Can't change what's there, Stacey. Can't do it. And for you people listening to me in Atlanta right now on AM 920, The Answer, do yourself a favor. Don't vote for her. She's nuts. She's loony. She still thinks she won that race in 2018 and won't let go of it. That is something that's just crazy. Now, again, that's me talking, but I don't think you have to be a brain surgeon to come to that conclusion. Could be wrong, but I don't think you have to be a brain surgeon. So we'll go with that. Now, some interesting news. Mike Pompeo, of course, is very quietly, without saying much of anything, running for president, in my opinion. We'll see what happens, but I do believe that he's going to announce he's running for president. We'll see what happens. And don't forget, contrary to Joe Biden, the Ukraine crisis is not the cause of inflation, high gas prices, or supply chain issues like Joe Biden and company are trying to tell you right now. And the European gas price spike of 13% happened after the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was canceled. Think about that for a minute. And don't forget, Joe Biden, slow Joe Biden, stopped all the gas leases even as oil hit $100 a barrel yesterday. How smart is that? Not very. Okay. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The invasion of Ukraine by Russia's military has begun. Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV to make the announcement of war, and a full-scale invasion followed shortly thereafter. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, spoke at an emergency meeting in New York Wednesday night.
The United States and our allies and partners will continue to respond to Russia's actions with unity, with clarity, and with conviction.
The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into former President Trump and his business dealings suddenly resigned Wednesday. A spokesman for the District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, confirmed the resignations of Carrie Duane and Mark Pomeranz. They were charged with running the investigation on a day-to-day basis. It's being reported the grand jury investigation has stalled with no sessions in the last month. USA Radio News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Regime leader Joe Biden has warned Americans that a Russian invasion of Ukraine over there will affect Americans here. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Regime leader Biden went on to say in a recent speech, quote, "I will not pretend this will not be painless." He may not be aware, but since the day Biden's regime was installed, it has been anything but painless. Up to now, he alone is responsible for any energy supply shortcomings and high prices we, the people here, are having to put up with. Because he, Biden, shut down our Keystone pipeline and gave approval for Russia to connect an energy pipeline to Germany, while also forbidding drilling for oil on federal lands and shutting down licensing for oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. By the way, I'm still wondering why the federal government owns up to 70% of the landmass in some states like Utah and turned over our national parks and some cities like New York City to the United Nations. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, and that is Ron Edwards, and that's his Edwards Notebook for today. And don't forget to check out theronedwards.com. And while you're over there, look at the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display that's right there on theronedwards.com. And sign up Ben, use the promo code RE20 to save 20% on the coffee that's there. Constitutional Grounds Coffee. That's the coffee that you want in your cup. Now, going back to a little stuff here. A fact check was done yesterday. You know, fact checks are whatever you want to make out of them, I guess. But the fact check said that CBS News was already blaming Biden's lousy economy on the Ukraine crisis. How stupid is that? CBS News was blaming Biden's lousy economy on the Ukraine crisis, and it caused the crisis. But in the meantime, I will tell you that the Ukraine crisis is not the cause of inflation, high gas prices, and supply chain issues. They wished it would be, but it's not. Now, the other thing is the European gas prices spiked 13% after news of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline cancellation came across. And those gas leases on government lands and elsewhere, Joe Biden stopped them, even as oil approached $100 a barrel yesterday. He stopped them, said, nope, not going to do it. And there was another dire warning that came out yesterday from Jordan Peterson in Canada. He told Canadians to empty their bank accounts. Wow. Isn't that something? And, of course, that's because of the trucker stuff. Now, Americans are now saying, by the way, of inflation, not the coronavirus is their top issue. They definitely want something done about that as soon as possible. And the United Kingdom government privately believes, emphasize the word privately, that COVID was in fact leaked from the Wuhan lab. Now, I think just about anybody that's paid any attention to what's been going on can agree with that statement, because it is definitely a true statement. Doesn't take very much to be able to figure it out. And you can if you want to. By the way, you've heard Denise say, and for that matter, Mary too, people need to be doing a little homework, cross-checking and checking things out to make sure that what you're telling your friends and neighbors is accurate. And you have to understand what a news aggregator is that takes news stories, legitimate news stories, and then just rewrites them in a way that changes the meaning altogether. So, it is what it becomes. All right, let me see here. Bagabin Bob's on the phone. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as Ukraine goes, I think the only thing that we should be sending them, the only way they're going to have any chance is to have an insurgency that's going to wear Russia out. Three things we should send them. One should be more of these Javelin anti-tank missiles. The second would be M14 rifles, which would make good battle rifles and sniper rifles. And the third thing could be these Stinger. I think they have some that are actually better than the Stinger, man-carry anti-aircraft missiles. And the only thing that they could do is to have a very strong insurgency. And what do you think, Captain?
Well, I think what you said is what they're already doing. How about that?
Yeah, I know, but more of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. More of them, because basically they'd probably just ought to go ahead and just capitulate or give them as much trouble as they can and then form a very strong insurgency, because it worked well in Afghanistan, and they have a lot better equipment over there than they did in Afghanistan.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is, if you were paying attention to what was going on yesterday, now I don't know and I can't say for sure. So all I can say is the Ukrainian forces are saying that they shot down 5 Russian jets, which I have a tough time accepting that one. But they're also saying that they shot down a helicopter. That I could believe. I could believe they shot down a helicopter because that's a slow-moving vehicle, and if they're hovering, obviously you're going to get a chance at it. But
their missiles are good up to about 10,000 feet, and then they said, and it also said they're supposed to be pretty good against helicopters too. So maybe that's probably why they got the helicopter.
Could be, but I don't think they got 5 jets. If they got 5 jets, you wouldn't see Russia wouldn't even be flying their jets around right now because they'd be afraid they'd lose some more.
Well, I don't see why they would lie, but I guess they could.
Yeah, well. Oh, well. Okay. All right.
By the way,
I'll talk to you again soon, so thanks for the call and stay low.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Game and Bob. And by the way, folks, if you're taking a look and you want to see a real traffic jam, take a look at the traffic in Kiev coming out. Headed outside for the western area of the Ukraine, which is apparently a safe area to get them away from everything that's going on. And then in some cases, they're moving on into Poland. People are getting out of Dodge going to Poland. So that's what's going on right now over there in the Ukraine. Now, will it stay that way? Don't know. And by the way, when Biden did announce his sanctions against Russia, what he did to them isn't what he could have done. If that makes sense, he didn't hit them up the way that you would have thought he would have with sanctions, really hard, tough sanctions. He kind of gave him a little pat on the wrist. So we'll see what happens next, but they've got to. If they're going to get serious about this, they got to get serious. That's all there is to it. And Belarus, by the way, that little country of Belarus, about 40,000 Russians came out of there and wheeled their way over into the great state, the great country of the Ukraine. Morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Driver Mike in Sarasota.
What's up there?
You know what? Ukraine ain't so innocent after all.
No.
I think people forgot that old baby Biden there.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter.
Yep.
He went over there and collected all that money.
$1 billion. $1 billion. Okay, listen, you're going to get cut off. You want to hang on or you want to leave?
No problem.
Okay.
Just reminding people.
All right. Thanks, Driver Mike. Appreciate it. And that is correct. What she said is absolutely correct. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I most certainly will do that in this final segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. You'll know you're in the right place. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Great people, great store, great products. Speaking of great, ports throughout the United States will now have access to $450 million in funds through the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed last year to help ease the supply chain constraints. Now, this was announced by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who said that the bottlenecks have plagued U.S. ports throughout the pandemic due to decades of disinvestment and increased demand for consumer goods over the past 2 years. Well, Mayor Pete, it's not quite that simple. You got to understand who runs the ports. The stevedores. The stevedores. That's right, union. Nothing gets moved in a port without the stevedore doing the moving. Nothing. So you can say all you want, and they'll gladly take your money, but you got to understand the way the port works, because you still don't get it. And why am I not surprised to tell you that? I just am not. By the way, there's a story about him I'll get to in a minute here about some $33 million worth of campaign contributions he got. Now, the money will all be distributed in grants, which ports will have to apply for and will likely be distributed in the fall. Now, while the money is intended for improvements, it'll modernize the U.S. ports. The investment won't pay off in lower prices or clearing shipping backlogs just yet. Well, of course not. That'd be too simple, wouldn't it? Now, ports applying for the funds under the new program will have to show that the projects they propose, in addition to helping modernize and improve the port's productivity, will support climate change mitigation, oh boy, race and gender equity, oh, this is getting better, and domestic building and purchasing. Isn't that just ducky? Now, this will be the largest investment in port infrastructure development, about twice the amount than what was put out there last year. Now, the announcement comes the same week the Transportation Department released its report on the supply chain conducted over the past year. That report cites the need for improved cooperation and information sharing between the government and the private sector, and it will provide even more money to improve supply chain logistics. Now, finally, the grants are only part of the investment the Biden administration plans to make in the port and supply chain infrastructure, as concerns about inflation imperil the Democratic Party's chance to hold its congressional majority after a November midterm election. Well, they're going to lose that anyway. 32 folks not running. And by the way, the infrastructure bill will invest a total of $17 billion in the nation's ports and waterways altogether. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And I hope they do well with it, but I just have my doubts. I really do. Because, again, they're not explaining to you how the ports are operated. And as I said, nothing gets moved in a port unless there's a stevedore behind it. Nothing. Nada. And what used to really be funny was to watch the banana boats when they'd come in, because those guys would load the trucks, and they'd ask for a driver to come out and count the boxes that were being put on the truck to make sure the count was right, because they had a problem at one time with, oh, imagine this, with the boxes that was being delivered not being right on the tally. So they made the drivers come out and verify the tally. Wow. Well, stranger things have happened, right? Stranger things have happened. All right. We talked about, I kind of rambled on a little bit about Mayor Pete. But here's the deal about Mayor Pete. He and this is funny. He took $33 million in money from people that wanted to give him money to run. And and they're not sure whether or not the money was used for what it was supposed to be used for or not. Imagine that. Imagine that. Why am I not surprised? Why am I just not surprised to hear something like that again? It's just so rampant, the stuff that goes on in this country. By the way, most of the U.S. opposes any major role that the U.S. might have in the Russia strife. They don't want us to get involved, the majority of the people that were polled. I get that. Also, the National Guard, some 700 National Guardsmen in D.C., have been activated to control traffic for the truck convoys, which we were told are not even coming to D.C. proper, the city, that is. That's what they said yesterday. Now, if that's going to be the case or not, I don't know, but we'll wait and we'll try to find out. Also, your church may be getting woke soon. A warning that woke is now knocking on the church doors. Hopefully that won't happen, but that's what we're hearing. So be advised. Don't get excited when you hear about it. Just tell them thanks, but no thanks. And the Democrats' anti-life, anti-capitalism, anti-police policies have prompted another South Carolina politician to switch to the Republican Party. So score another one that's left the Dems, a congressional representative, and become a Republican. There's another one. Isn't that something? There's more and more of these people turn around all the time. And the blacks are leaving Joe Biden in droves. Nationally, he's lost a bunch of his support because he's being flippant. Nobody knows what the heck he's doing. Hard to figure when you won't stick to something and stay there and you start moving around. Again, Joe Biden, back in the day, he was a blue dog Democrat. Back in the day. But in his quest to be president, I'm not sure what he did or why he did it, but he's definitely not a blue dog Democrat anymore. All righty, well, thank you very much, guys and gals. I appreciate everything that you are doing. Hopefully you'll do some more. And I'll see you all tonight on the radio. God bless America. Good morning, George.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.